Greetings again, Lenten pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob for your Lenten Daily Devotional. And today is Sunday. It's a Sabbath, and it's the fifth Sunday of Lent. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday and begins Holy Week, and then a Sunday after that, it's Resurrection Celebration Day. Amen. But as we're here at our fifth Sunday, let's go back and reflect on what we're doing in this wilderness, why we're taking a Lenten journey, and where this originally started from. And to do that, we're going to go back to that great Lentenal devotional by Diane Hudek called Lent with St. Francis, and look at her devotion for what was the first Sunday of Lent, the Sunday that launched us into this desert. And the scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Luke. It's chapter 4, verse 1. That's Luke chapter 4, verse 1. This is how it reads. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Well, our temptations aren't likely to come to us from a mysterious figure in a deserted place, but often they revolve around the same basic human drives: hunger, emotional security, safety, status, ambition. Many of the stories told about St. Francis of Assisi reveal his struggles with temptations of various kinds, as in this story from the Legend of the Three Companions. It reads this way. When the devil saw Francis's good beginning, he tried ingeniously to turn him from it by suggestions of fright or disgust. Francis, however, was strong in the Lord, and heedless of the devil's threats, he prayed devoutly in the cave that God would direct his steps into the right way. Well, the message of the gospel today, like the message of Lent itself, is twofold. Repent and believe the good news. We are called to do both. It's easy to think that the repenting is the hard part, but in all honesty, often it's far more difficult to believe in the good news. We know our weaknesses far better than we know our strengths. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal, just and merciful God, grant us in our misery that we may do for your sake alone what we know you want us to do, and always want what pleases you, so that, cleansed and enlightened interiorly and fired with the ardor of the Holy Spirit, we may be able to follow in the footsteps of your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, hallelujah, and amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's Lenten Daily Devotional on this fifth Sabbath of Lent. We will be sending out a Sunday Sabbath service sometime this evening, a fuller recording of a full service of some kind that we're still piecing together, but I'll give you an insight of what's to come. There's going to be a couple amazing songs in there, one a solo by one of our church members and one of him in a quartet, and I can't wait to send that to you. And look for that later this evening with our Sunday Sabbath service. And Monday, we'll begin a new week in Lent, and it will be day 29 of our Lenten journey. Until then, may God bless you on your Lenten journey.